Hi guys, welcome to Two Peas No Pod Filter. My name is Kara,
And I'm Jordan.
and today we're going to be talking about our unhinged love story.
Oh gosh.
This
Here we go. This is gonna be great.
is the video that all of you guys were waiting for. Like, anybody who knows us doesn't know the whole story, unless you do, but majority of people only know the good parts. But we're going to tell you the whole story.
Yeah, the whole long story of how we kind of just even got here, which
I
is
don't even know how we got here.
sometimes I ask that question. I'm like, how did we get here? We
You ask it
must.
probably like every
No, I do not. Every day
day.
is crazy. I definitely
Well,
asked it a few times because sometimes she's a little, she hates when I call her weird, but she's
I'm a little weird,
weird.
for
So I'm
sure.
like, how do you get here? Like, what well, I like you.
No facts. I don't even know.
What you?
Well, okay,
You
I
love
totally know.
me.
I do love you. Okay, but you love me too.
I
Okay,
guess.
whatever.
I'm just kidding.
Anyways, so this episode is going to be all about how we met and our friendship and us dating and vacations and just all these crazy things. So literally stay tuned because
Oh man.
it's going to be a ride. I don't know how long this episode's going to be. Probably not too long,
Yeah.
but it's going to have all the details in it. Like everything that y'all need to know about our relationship and how we got here. And that, yes, being friends is a great foundation.
Definitely is a great
But
foundation.
had it not have been for
For
like the way
friends,
that it went,
yeah.
we would have 100% jumped into it with not like no friendship.
No, 100%.
So just
But that's if we were what we wanted when we first met.
right. So we're just gonna get into it. So off rip, dude was so ugly to me.
Okay,
I did
wow.
not think I like
Okay, since we're going there, first of all, let's kind of get the background of
let's
that
go all the way
story.
back. Let's go all the way
So,
back.
first of all, I met Kara, which is funny because I used to always go to the rec to play basketball, and I think she was trying out for her team.
I was
And
trying because I've never played basketball before, but I became very interested in the sport and I wanted to make my basketball team. And I was like, okay, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to play. I didn't know how to shoot, nothing. So I started going to the rec center just to kind of watch other people, I guess, play basketball. And I met Jordan.
And she's like, "You're pretty good. You think you teach me how to play some like basketball?" I was like, "I guess." It's I'll pay whatever. I said, "But you don't have to charge me," because like at the time I was really just trying to like still get myself better. I was still working and trying to be the best version of myself. So I was like, "Yeah, sure, why not? I guess I'll help you. I guess I'll care." So she's like, "Can you teach me how to do a layup? Just a layup." And I was like, "Sure, it's easy. You know, right, left, up." And she's like, "Okay." And so we did that for a day. And then she showed up for the second day, left halfway through our training, and then
Never
never
came
came
back.
back. And then she gets my information. She's like, "Hey, I'm just gonna hit you up so I can let you know what the games are." I'm like,
Well, I
"Okay,
actually
cool,"
did make the team,
which was
unfortunately. I made
crazy.
JV, but there weren't a lot of girls, but I was very fast and I already played flag football, so I was good at defense. So like they put me on the team. I feel like for that reason, and then they were just I was just like, all right, let's just put her on there, see what happens, kind of girl. But he never came to my game. So that is how we first originally met. But we didn't become friends. Like there was like nothing there.
No friends at all.
Throughout that time when I was 16, I'd ask him for favors because he was older than me. And I was like, can you get me this? Can you get me this? Like, can you do this for me? So there was no friendship. It was just like, can you do favors for me? So that's kind of how high school went, but we didn't know each other. Like we weren't friends at all. Then I got into a relationship. Trash relationship, and we only dated
Same.
for like 10 months, like literally only like 10 months. And then that was my senior year. After that, we broke up in October of 2020. So when COVID hit, like we broke up. And then me and Jordan actually met November of 2020 on the same basketball court we
We
originally met
met the first
on.
time.
And at that point, I'm 19 now, so I'm in college, but everything's shut down because it's
Post-COVID.
COVID. Like things are slowly opening back up, but not really for colleges yet. So I wasn't living at FAU or anything. Like I didn't even go to FAU. I went to Palm Beach State for my first year just to save money. But so then we remet. And at this point, I really liked, or I already liked his friend, I think, before that point.
Like the friend of mine so introduced you guys and whatnot. So that was
So then, yeah, me and him, that was like when I was 17. So that was during high school. But then
re-meeting again.
we re-met on the court,
Yeah.
the same court, and then I played basketball with him.
Yeah.
So now it's your story.
Well, we're outside. So, like I said, when we first met, I was obviously in my own relationship, which was horrible. That lasted for about maybe 5 months. But, just didn't care. I
I
just,
only dated for 5 months.
man, it's only 5 months, man.
Only 5 months?
From September to January.
5 months? I
Yeah.
thought it was way longer than that. I'm sorry,
No.
guys.
Well,
What?
no, we've known, I've known, I kept in touch with her for like the rest of the year. But what I'm saying
Oh.
is like we dated, but she was still like, we would still mess around.
5 months?
And we would still mess around 6 months. Yeah, 6 months later. So it'd be 11 months.
5 months.
Dating 5 months, I didn't leave her alone, and she didn't leave me alone for the next 6 months.
Okay, heard.
So
That's what happened to me too.
that's what it
Okay. That's
was,
why I was
okay?
like, stop.
So
Okay.
obviously it wasn't the best, but
Sorry, guys, I just had to clarify that for a
oh
second.
my goodness. She kept saying 5 months. I hear this. Oh, tell your story, and then she interrupts me like 30 times.
Okay,
But
go
the
ahead.
point is, it's just like, so I'm in full grind mode after the relationship and after just all that situation going on. I'm in full grind mode. I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm training, I'm training, because I'm trying to go overseas. And I end up going overseas in 21. But November 2020, this is the time where I'm at the peak of my basketball. And I'm like really like top dog, like, and I go to the court one day, and it's like November. I know our normal hoop session. I just go out to the court, and then we're outside, we're hooping outside, which is different because we can't hoop inside because of COVID. But we're outside. I go outside and I see this white girl out there. I'm like, who is that? Like, because from a distance, I was like, okay, she looks kind of good, but I don't know who she is. She's just out there hooping. And, all basketball guys, if you see a girl hooping, you're trying to holler, But anyways, I get on the court and it's Kara. I'm like, oh shoot,
Dang, Kara.
like not in a bad way. It's just like, oh
So
man, I
funny.
wasn't expecting that. I was just like, okay. Hey, she's like, oh my gosh, hey, like, how she is, how Kara is, guys. If you know her in person, when she hasn't seen you in a long time, she's like, oh my gosh, hey, she does that to everybody, okay? So, and I'm like, hey, she's like, what's up, and so we just kind of caught up a little bit, and then she's asking me about some guy on the court, if I knew him. Like, I'm like, I don't know him, but
Because at
anyway.
this point, so in the first part of this video, I was like, I thought you were ugly. Totally did. So
Yeah.
that's where this part came in. Like when
Yeah.
we saw each other at the court again, I was like, I don't want anything with him. I really liked my type. Okay, I'm gonna tell you guys my type. Okay. Like
Her
six
used to be type. Sorry,
might used to
guys.
be type because Jordan
Sorry.
does not meet that qualification and he's totally different, but I love him. So
Not her type anymore. I want to throw that in
yeah,
there.
not my type anymore.
Thank
So
you. Thank you.
okay. So my type at the time, it's always gonna be black. Okay, like I never liked white men. I mean, my ex was Hispanic, but he was very like attractive. I mean, it is what it is, I guess. So I liked typically 6'2", 6'3", light skin, goatee, like basketball build, tattoos, big lips. Very attractive. That was my type, and that's what I always went for. Like always. So like Jordan, like he wasn't that. And if you like if anybody knows Jordan, like he does not meet that description. He
First of
doesn't even
all,
hit 6 foot, guys. Like
wow.
he's so
Slow
close, but he
down.
doesn't hit.
So
But it's
wow.
okay. I learned to love him. And now I'm like literally obsessed with him.
She better be. Anyway, obviously. My type, as you guys can know.
Drooling over you over here.
Okay, all right, okay. PG. All right. My type obviously wasn't I liked all women, but I wasn't really too fond of being with white women. Not because there's something wrong with them. It's just like I always wanted my Hispanic, my Latina. I want a little spice. I want a little seasoning in my food. Like, I want it like flavor. I like my little 5'1" Latinos who's crazy. A little bit of crazy, a little toxic, a little loving, all that stuff.
I'm all of that. I just have no flavor.
Yeah. But and the good thing is that's not my type, because I like Kara's everything I've wanted in a woman, and she's literally exceeded my standards. And I but obviously when I first met her, I just thought I tell her all the time, she hates when I say this, but I thought she was like a man, and I just didn't like her. And I was like,
Crazy, like
yo,
I
what
looked
is
like a man with
yeah.
hair, and
With
now I have
long
no hair
hair,
and I
and
don't look
then
like a
yeah,
man. It doesn't
now
make
that
any
short
sense,
hair makes
guys.
you look
It
scrumptious.
doesn't make
But
any sense.
the point is, it's just like, yeah. So she was just too very masculine. I don't know. At the time, I guess my eyes, my
It's okay.
perception was just, it was weird. And obviously, it just That's how it started. So we weren't really like, I wasn't looking at her like, dang, I'm trying to. No, it was like, dang, oh, dang, oh, I remember you. Oh my gosh, hey, and it's just like, just too much history, just with just, being where I was. And I was trying to hoop and I was trying to be dedicated to basketball. And, she was out here living life and having fun. And, I was just out here trying to grind.
But I was also, okay, little disclaimer, I was outside. Like everybody that he knew, I probably have kissed or done stuff with because I just, yeah, that's a story for another time. So he's like, ew, I don't want her. And I was like, ew, I don't want you because I didn't like your lifestyle. You didn't like my lifestyle. So we were like, all right, let's just be friends. And that, had I been Latina and had he been like 6'3 light skinned, we would not be
You'd
here
probably not
today.
be
We
here
probably
right
would have
now.
broke up, fought, something would have happened.
For sure, for
But it was
sure.
all in the Lord's plan. Like the Lord
Definitely.
really did play it out perfect because now looking back on it, that's exactly what needed to happen for us to be where we are today.
Because I feel like when you jump into an attraction, now don't get me wrong, sometimes it works, and I'm not gonna discredit anybody who's in, if you met the person and they were good looking for you guys, you click, you guys were in a lifestyle which was perfect for you. And I think that the lifestyles made you guys attractive too, So I think for us, we were two different lifestyles. We weren't looking what we weren't looking for what we were looking for. It so
No.
it just was like, it was like, friends, friends,
Like it was like friend zoned. Like we
like a
didn't
hundred percent,
kiss, we didn't
nothing,
hug, like we didn't try to do anything,
like not even close, not even a little
like
bit,
nothing like
not
that.
even a little bit. And people would always be like, bro, like when they would see me with her, so
But we hung
fast,
out all the time. So
but
don't fast
fast,
forward,
I'm not gonna
but
fast forward too much, but like after that night we first met. She was like, hey, do you want to go out nightclubbing? And now in my mind, I'm like, why would I bring you with me? Because I'm not doing
not
my,
even of age.
and I'm like, I don't even want to do all that. But it's just like, because I know that myself, particularly, as obviously, again, I'm not really so much in my faith. Obviously, I'm outside with her in that lifestyle. Like, I don't want to bring someone that I'm not like, expecting to, take things further with, in a sense of just like, I want to see you again. I want to do these things with you. And then I knew that other guys would always get the wrong image. My friends would always take the wrong thing, like, oh, so it's you and her. And I'm like, no. If I bring her somewhere, it's also you out with her. Okay. Like, no.
But that's why this episode is called like how many times do we have to tell you that we aren't together? Because that was our whole life, like
Literally. For
everybody everywhere.
the next 4 years.
But that means that we looked really good. But people were like, y'all are gonna end up together. We're like, no. Absolutely not.
I felt great when people told me, okay, I'm like, yeah, I felt great because I'm like, okay, that's what y'all see. But I thought she was ugly, but it's okay. I think we look
It's just
good.
funny though. So then we go out that night, and this is we go to like a 21-year-old club, and I'm 19 at this point. So I'm not even able to get in, but we somehow tweak the thing to get in, whatever. I get bought a drink from a pimp. I like there's just crazy things that are happening. Jordan is somewhere. He's getting me like liquor. Like we're just having a good time. Like or like people are buying me drinks. Like not necessarily Jordan. He bought a drink for himself. But so, people were buying me drinks. And so his friends like showed up and I got super drunk and I was drunk. I was young. And I mean people start dancing and I started dancing. And then all of his friends who were there were like, bro, ain't no way you guys are not together. And she's dancing on you like that. Like, there's no way.
Definitely was an experience for me. I mean, I wasn't expecting it. We were just like in the moment, obviously, but that just starts all our
That's really
adventures.
where it started.
So it's like people are like, bro. Like, I think the next day somebody came and was like, bro, come on, man. So what'd you do that night? I'm like, bro, I did nothing. I took her home and we went home.
And we just went home.
Like there was no, it was like that's all it was. But then it became like, okay, hey, do you want to hang out again? Obviously not nightclubbing, but like you want to go get some food. And
Like
it
we
was
would
just
go to
like,
Chili's, we'd go to TGI Fridays a lot.
But a lot our friendship really started with a lot of eating and drinking. And I want people to really understand, like, it was a lot of eating and drinking because, we're closed in. We can't go out. COVID had, COVID is going, like, still trying to open up things again. But it's just like, it's still like mask everywhere. You still got to kind of be mindful. And so a lot of our freedom and a lot of like our funny conversations were always coming from us. So, bro, let's go out and eat, let's go out and do this, let's go out and, let's have a couple drinks here. And even I'll bring up a funny story about the queso story. And
The
so we are at Fridays, and at the time, Fridays was my favorite place to
Jordan
go.
does not like cheese, by the way. He has adapted over the years to like cheese because it's like one of my favorite things ever.
Still don't want cheese. Just because I adapted doesn't mean I have to like it.
He doesn't like it, but he eats it here and there.
I'll eat it. I will eat it.
Okay.
So for a long time, I would get the pretzel rolls, guys. If you guys know about, if you know me, and then you really know me, I am a fiend for pretzel rolls. Okay, I will get a pretzel roll anywhere. If they have it, I want to order pretzel rolls. So I got the pretzel rolls, and they came with this, and it's called queso. And obviously,
It's
queso.
actually a really good queso, though.
Yeah, it's like really good
Yeah, it
queso.
was
Yeah,
really good, and I
like
don't really like queso.
So I was like dipping it in Kara. Remember, Kara's like, I thought you don't like cheese. I'm like, this is queso.
And I'm like, do you know that queso's real cheese?
And she's like, do you know what queso means in Spanish? I'm like, I mean, you know what cheese is in Spanish? I'm like, queso. So okay, what is
What is
queso?
queso?
Cheese. I'm like, okay, but it's queso on the menu. And so
He's like,
we,
it's melted cheese. It's different. I'm like, no.
it is definitely different. Melted cheese versus regular cheese is not the
I
same
love
cheese.
regular cheese, but queso I stay far from.
Melt your cheese and tell me if it tastes the same.
What?
Melt your cheese and tell me if it tastes the same.
No, thank you.
Okay, exactly. So
Anyways,
it
well,
has a
queso is still real cheese. So,
point is,
yeah.
but yeah, so that's where our
So we
relationship.
realized that we were both really funny.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes she thinks she's funnier than me, but I
We're
guess.
both equally as funny.
Okay, that works. I'll take
Okay,
equally as
we're
funny.
both equally as funny.
Okay, that's fine. Anyway, stop, stop.
Okay.
So and then that's where our just kind of relationship just keeps going. I feel like we did a lot of hanging out, a lot of hanging out,
Yeah.
a lot of eating out.
But that was in 2021. And
Yeah.
then in September or in August.
Wait, August. Wait, before we go to August, later in that year, I think for the first time I took you to a Heat game.
Yeah, so then we went to a Heat game. So then people, everybody thought we were together.
Yeah, because they're like, you don't take no random girl to a Heat game. I'm like, well, I took my friend. And I was like, I took
Real.
my friend. They're like, your friend,
My friend.
your friend, my friend.
My friend. Sorry,
So
that's an inside joke, guys.
it was good. I took her to back-to-back Heat games actually,
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
which was crazy because, obviously the tickets were
Use your
cheap.
words.
The
Just
tickets
kidding.
were
I'm
cheap, and I was like really excited because I never took a girl to a Heat game, but I never went to a Heat game myself. And I
kidding.
love the fact that I was like with my best, like one of my friends. And then
Well, at that point, we were like not
we're getting,
best
not
friends, but
best
we
friends,
were
we're getting
getting
there. We're
there.
getting really close. And I was
Yeah.
like, yeah, this is my dog.
Heck
And that's
yeah.
what it was. Like, it's just like, she's my, like, you're my dog, bro. Like, we vibe. We always talk. We're always like, yeah, that's my dog right here. And I'll,
Yeah.
dap her up and stuff. I'll call her my little ninja. So, but, we obviously drank and watched the games and stuff
Yeah.
like that. But yeah, so and that's when everybody really started being like, okay, bro, you took her to two Heat games within the same week. No, not
It
yet.
was the next year,
So
right? Okay.
yeah,
So then I.
actually,
No, was it that year?
Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
Oh
All
goodness
right, guys.
gracious.
So that year we decided. So I was still on my retarded outside stuff. Like I was just outside doing
Yeah.
things with men, like whatever the case is. And I remember one night, like I was just so mad. Like I was supposed to go meet up with somebody and like it just didn't work out. And I ended up coming and hanging out with Jordan, like at his house. And I was mad. I guess he was drinking. I was drinking.
Somewhat, but I was drinking a lot more
No.
than you at that
He drank a
time.
lot more than me. So this
Yeah.
is Cinco de Mayo
Yeah,
of
so single, yeah.
2021.
So I was like really, I was really into Cinco de Mayo that day. I was
And I
really
don't think
into
I
it.
was.
Yeah.
I don't think I was drinking at all.
No.
So I come over and I'm just so mad. And I'm like, Jordan, I know that you have what I like. Maybe not you, but I know you have what I like. Maybe you can, maybe we can,
We can try something.
try
Yeah.
something,
Yeah.
whatever. Did we kiss that night?
No.
No, so we didn't kiss.
No
We didn't
kiss,
eat.
no
We didn't do
anything.
nothing. Like we just tried to
Yeah.
do
Tried something. And
the
it.
nasty, and it
Yeah.
was the worst. We were like, we are never doing
Do
this
that again.
again.
Yeah. Like I said, guys, this is really unfiltered and all raw. So I want you guys to
Yeah.
understand this is going to get a
And we're
little.
trying not to be explicit. Like we're
Yeah.
trying to like tell our story and not
Yeah.
use like crazy language or like be very
Yeah.
detailed or anything like that.
So.
That night was terrible, and then we agreed, like, super
To never, yeah,
platonic,
never to,
no nothing.
yeah, for sure.
So that really solidified, like,
That
our
definitely
friend
solidified our
zone.
friendship for sure. I was like, yeah, don't you ever call me, you know? But at the same time, I understood what she was going on, you know. I was trying to be a friend for her, and because I think later on, like,
Well, then I went to school.
no, later on that the same night, you actually cried, and you're like really upset, and I was just, you know, I started comforting you, obviously, you know, the best I could, but.
And by the way, Jordan remembers way more than me. I have a terrible memory for some reason.
Yeah,
So he'll be
that's
like, wait, wait. And I'll be like, okay, well, here, what do you remember
okay.
that I don't?
Yeah, so then after that night, yeah, got ready to go back to school.
Okay, yes.
It started in
So,
August, you went back to
no,
school.
so now at this point in August, I got accepted to FAU to
Yeah.
start because I wasn't going to pay for school if I couldn't live there or like because
Right.
of COVID.
Right.
So, and then I wanted to get the experience too. So I also moved down there for
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
So I was there, went completely MIA. Like,
Yeah.
this is when I was like, okay, I'm living on my own. I'm 20 at this point. I'm just doing everything college kids do, smoking, drinking, you know, stuff with men, going
Right.
to clubs, like all these crazy things that like college kids try to do. So me and Jordan are just MIA. I don't know
Yeah.
what he's doing at this point. Jordan doesn't know what I'm doing at this point.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna skip over that whole year because
We really didn't.
we didn't. Nothing in that revolves like involves relationships. I tried to date around. He probably tried to date around. Like we just like that's 2021, 2022 really wasn't
Good.
anything like
Yeah.
that. But
But
then
we kept up with
no,
each
yeah,
other.
2022 we kept up
Yeah, a little bit
and
of 21 though. You would come down here and there for breaks because you came down for the fall break. You came down for your
but
birthday.
we weren't close.
But
Like
we
we would just
weren't like,
come, we
yeah.
would just hang out.
But at the same time, so speaking of my lifestyle, I feel like I realized I didn't even let you guys give you a full detail. So during that time, my lifestyle wasn't really. Yes, I'm playing basketball, but I'm not. I'm getting serious, like I was said. But before that, I was really. I was like diving into smoking weed, and I was just kind of hanging with the wrong crowd in that sense. So the reason I bring that up is because, so after she leaves and she goes, and you know, obviously she's like, yeah, lifestyle sucks or whatever, but she leaves, she goes to college. I remember I'm taking this time of the end of 2020 to 21 seriously about basketball, and I end up going overseas in September,
Oh, that's
and
right.
I went overseas for a couple weeks.
And I missed you so much. I called
Yeah.
you all the time
Yeah.
on the different time zones.
Yeah. And you were like, dude, so what time is it over there? Bro, what does it look like right now? Can you send me pictures? I'm like, dude, I can't do all that. It's like we're in COVID. It's COVID rules, and the different country COVID rules was very serious. Like they didn't allow us to do a lot. So it was like we had a strict regimen, we had a strict schedule. I mean, I sent a couple pictures that I had, but strict schedule, strict regimen. So because I was there, I came back home. It was your birthday. I went over there to celebrate your birthday. That's when I started working with your dad,
Oh, that's right. That's right.
you know, and then,
Well, that's in 2022 at that point.
but
Or
it's
no,
going into
that's yeah,
2022.
going into 2022.
So, you know, I'm working with her dad because he needs help here at his shoulder.
So
And
me
that,
and him aren't really friends, but he's working with my dad.
yeah. And like her dad knows of me, like, you know, sometimes she will call me and stuff. You know, funny story. Should I bring it up?
Yeah,
Should I
bring it
bring this
up.
up? Oh, okay. She wants to bring it up. So, funny story is
I might
that
just title this one explicit. I might put it under the explicit one.
It's okay.
Yeah,
It's
we
fine.
should. We
Okay.
will. Okay.
So I'm working with her dad. This is a couple maybe months down the road, but Kara's one thing is that she's always gonna call me. Like as much as we don't
Always.
talk, she's gonna call me. I mean, it may not be every
I'm a
day, but
big caller.
she's gonna call me. And a lot of times when she calls me, and we're friends, mind you, okay, but she'll call me in the shower, she'll call me in the room, she'll call me in the car. Doesn't
Like you can't
matter.
see anything in the shower though. Like
Yeah,
it's
but
propped up for you not to see it, but I just want to talk in the shower sometimes.
yeah. Because she doesn't like being lonely. So,
I just enjoyed your presence.
right. So, I'm with her dad and we're driving one night and she's calling me. She's FaceTiming me. And her dad's like, oh, is that my baby girl? I'm like, oh, yeah, that is. And then I answer it. And lo and behold, Kara's in the shower and he looks at me. And I look at him. I didn't know she was in the shower and I didn't know she was going to call me. And she was going to be in the shower. And he's like, you know,
Right.
you might want to hang up the phone. I'm like, I'm going to hang up the phone. I don't know why she
That
would
must
face.
be so
You know, it was
awkward.
very awkward. And I told Kara, I said, Kara, you know, I'm in the car with your dad. You're like, oh my gosh, I forgot you were my dad. And then she texts me afterwards. That is so annoying. I just want to talk to you. Like,
That's
bro.
actually so funny. I actually remember that day. Oh
So,
man, that's
I
so
mean,
funny.
obviously, that was a funny story, but it was just fine. So, I had to reassure her dad, like, listen, man, I'm not doing anything. I'm not nothing. Me and your daughter don't got nothing going on. I don't know why she did that. But it was just funny. It was just a funny story.
That is
So,
a really funny story. And then Did anything else happen? I mean, I was at school. I was traveling a lot. I was trying to go
I
on
wanted to
dates,
visit
meeting
you.
people.
I
Oh
wanted to
yeah, you came to
visit
visit me
you
for
in
one,
school.
like once or twice. I think you spent the
I
night
spent the night one
once,
time.
but it wasn't anything. Like we weren't like how we are now. Like we were just friends. So that's
Only
kind
reason
of.
we spent the night because we're going somewhere. Where are we going? We traveled somewhere.
Oh, where were we
We went
going?
to the Miami Heat game because we got. Remember, I spent the night at your house because we went to another Heat game because your friend dropped us off at the bus, on the bus. I think it was a Heat game. We went on the train.
We never went to a train down to Miami. We went to the train down to the airport.
We didn't go anywhere in 21. We didn't fly anywhere.
No. I don't know where we were going, but I think we were going somewhere. So you came and spent the night.
It might have been
Or did we? I don't
23. It might have
remember.
been
It might
23.
have been 23.
Okay, my bad.
No. I don't know. Anyway,
It was
besides the
23
point.
because that's the first time we traveled together.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay, well, that's like fast
Yeah,
forwarding.
that's
Okay,
fast.
so
Okay.
now at this point, it's 2022. We are getting closer at this point because 2021, I just went MIA. I moved home. Or no, I didn't move home. Well, I moved home for the summer. So I was home for the summer. And I don't know if this was the summer. I don't know if I just came up in the spring. Like, I don't know when this was, but at this point, we're friends. Like, we're like friends.
French
Like, I'm
friends,
not
yeah, for
just
sure.
down at school MIA. Like, now it's like we're talking again. Like, we're hanging out again because he's like my person at home. Even though I don't live that far. Like, I was in Boca for school and now like we live here, like in another part of Florida. So there was one night and I think we were so this is gonna be kind of explicit. So there was one night where we were just talking and I think we were talking about like his past relationships, my past relationships, what I look for, what he looks for. And there was a bet. So there was a bet. So this is gonna be not explicit, but just like we're gonna keep it as like PG as possible. But there was a bet and he was like, I've never had this happen to me. And I was like, oh, I was pretty confident in myself.
She was very confident.
Very confident in what
Very
I could
confident.
do if you guys know where we're going with this. And I was like, I bet you I can make you this by doing this. Let's just say
Exactly.
that. It's not explicit, but it's like it's enough for you guys to have some kind of image. And he was like, there's no way. I was like, you want to bet? Needless to say, your girl won the bet.
Anyways, the point is we've been drinking
We were
wine
drinking, but needless to say,
and
I won the
she
bet.
did win the bet.
So at this point, now Jordan, he told me honestly, probably a few months ago, that that kind of like
Yeah, definitely
changed
triggered
your
my mind a little
judgment.
bit. Just a little bit, because I still wanted you, I still wasn't sure how I felt, but it was very interesting to know that, like, okay, that's okay. You did that. Okay,
And it was just that. Like, we didn't do anything after that.
Nothing
Again, like, it
again.
was
It's
just
like
a
another
one time.
year or
That's
so.
it. Yeah, I think it was another year.
It's like another year, and then
Yeah.
so from that point, and then we still
That was
hung
like the
out.
summer of 2022.
Actually, what's funny is because after that, we started becoming even much more closer, but
Yeah.
again on like best friends type of, vibe. So now
At
it's
that
like,
point, now I think we're becoming best friends because then I moved back to school for my junior year. And then I'm down there, but I'm still keeping up with him. I'm like, talking to him, like we're like talking, like we would hang out when I come home. So at this point, we're like friends, like best friends, because it wasn't like I went to school MIA. It's like now I'm in school and we're talking as friends. So I'm still in school. I'm still, doing stuff with men, drinking, clubbing. At this point, I'm 21 now. So now this year, I turned 21. So for my 21st birthday, which is in October, I had like people, like I actually went to a brunch for my birthday. And it just wasn't a good day, but Jordan was there and he kind of like,
She came. She sent a distress signal,
yeah, I was
and
like,
she's
Jordan, can you please come? Like, I'm really sad. Like, my birthday just didn't go as planned. So then he came, we ended up hanging out after that, which was really cool. And then, yeah, so that was my birthday.
And she was crying, by the way. She was crying. She was in tears. Like, my friends left me. They left me here by myself in City Place. And I was just there to be supportive. And I brought my friend. He was so upset because he wanted to meet girls, but he didn't get a chance to meet any girls. So,
Yeah, so that's. So that's
but
October now.
so to also just to kind of catch you guys up. So now after that failed experiment with the overseas, they put me in a mindset of like kind of not so much depression because they wanted me to take the COVID shot, and I didn't want to take the COVID shot. I was like, I
Yeah,
refuse
neither
to
of us
take it.
took the COVID shot, by the way.
So it in that sense, they kicked. They like, well, if you don't take the COVID shot, you're gonna have to, settle for like a lesser team. And I was like, well, how much am I gonna make with these lesser teams? And it wasn't gonna be nowhere near the money I spent to come here. and I was going to make that money back.
Right.
So I felt like it just kind of put my mindset in a weird place. So I came back home and I'm kind of sad and I'm like depressed, but I'm not around the right people to get me to motivate me and get me right. Nor did I go looking and reaching out to them. And again, like I said, Kara's kind of MIA at this time. Like, we're not really talking because she's like friends with, she has her own friends and she's like doing things.
This was when in the...
This is kind of 21, ending 21 and going into 22.
Oh, yeah. So this was before we did that whole experiment with me and him.
Yeah. So now I end up falling back into, smoking again, just to kind of smoke it away. And I didn't become like a super, super, super heavy smoker, but yeah.
Yeah.
But then eventually now I started hanging with people who are heavy smokers. And so now we're going to fast forward to that part. She came back and.
Yeah. So fast forward.
Came back.
To the summer. I come back. We do the experiment with us.
Yeah.
I win the bet.
Yeah.
Then we like hang out that summer, play basketball. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then my birthday comes around. I'm already down at FAU for my junior year.
Yeah.
We're best friends at this point. We hang out here and there. We go to, I think, some more Heat games.
Went to a couple more.
Yeah, a couple more, like, that year.
Yeah.
And then...
January of 2023.
Okay, so January of 2023. Yeah.
This is where it starts. This is where everything kind of starts.
This is where everything's like, all right, like, we've been friends, best friends for a while now. So let's, So I'm living down at FAU.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 21 at this point, so I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Like, in the clubs, whatever. Mm-hmm. I can drink, I can buy liquor, whatever. And I don't really care to go to clubs that much anymore. And then at this point, I also, I cut it off with a friend.
Yeah.
So now I don't have, like, the girl that I always go out with.
Right.
So now I'm like, okay. But there was a wine festival in Atlanta. And I was like, oh, I really want to go to this wine festival.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Jordan, your birthday is the same weekend as the wine festival. So I was kind of just, like, using him to be like, hey, I know you like wine. I know we're best friends. I know it's your birthday.
Right.
Let's go half on this. Let's go to a wine festival.
Speaking of that, we actually, I can't believe this is important. During that time, 2022, we went to a wine place that she was taking to a while ago. It's called Cooper's, where she works.
No, that's 2023.
What, 2023? We didn't go in 2022? Are you sure?
Yeah. We didn't go in 2022. Because I started working there in May, but we started going in September. We weren't wine club members for a year.
No. I think I was 21. Okay. All right. Maybe
I'm not. No, because 2022, I'm not legal until October. We became members in like August.
All right, sorry, guys.
It's the following year. Yeah, he's jumping the gun, guys. I know this story might be a little confusing, but trust. Like, it's all going to make sense if you listen to it.
Yeah. But, yeah.
We go to Atlanta.
We go to Atlanta.
Jordan forgets to buy a ticket.
I procrastinated the ticket.
I go to the wine festival by myself because I bought a ticket, and that's why I went.
Yeah.
So, Jordan's like, bro, where you at? Where you at? I'm, like, in the wine festival drinking without you because you didn't get a ticket.
Right.
Because they sold out.
Right.
So that,
but I ended up finding my own way. I went downstairs to, chat with this bartender. She was kind of like flirty off her back, but obviously she's doing her job. And I was just kind of drinking there and having a good time.
It was okay, but it just still,
it
really put a dent in our friendship. Like, I felt like something was wrong at that point.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, this isn't really the same person that I know or you know. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, he just didn't seem like the same person. So we kind of fought a little bit that trip.
We kind of were just petty. Got petty. Obviously I was like, I'm gonna smoke weed since you don't like it.
We actually smoked weed that day. Just drank. I actually threw up all in a Nike bag. I was like in the bathtub. I think I was like laying in the bathtub naked
bathtub,
like,
and I took care of you the whole time while still being mad at her. I want you guys to know that.
Yeah, he's taking care of me a few times on different occasions. That was definitely really bad.
But at the same time, this is the first time she cut her hair. So she came with short hair for
Forgot! Oh my gosh, I cut my hair in December of 2022, y'all. I was like, I don't want to do anything with men. I don't want to date anybody. I don't care if people think I'm attractive. I'm so sick of my hair. And the reason why I cut my hair is because I was sick of pulling hair out of my ass crack in the shower. But then there's obviously a deeper meaning past that. Yeah. And I was like, okay, my hair really tied a lot of my self-identity. So when I cut it off, I felt like a new person.
Yeah.
And so now Jordan at this point thinks I'm attractive because I have no hair,
Yeah, for
like a
some
short
reason.
pixie natural color.
It was crazy. I just looked at it, I was like, oh dang, you actually look kind of good. What the heck is wrong with me? That's what I said to myself when I
He
first
didn't
seen
tell
it.
me though.
I didn't tell her, of course not. Why would I tell you
So
that?
then we went on that trip.
But yeah.
It just seemed a little odd.
Everything was just odd because now I'm looking at you with interest and I wanted,
And I still don't want interest in him.
yeah, I still want more and I wanted more from her at that time. But and plus it's my birthday, like, I expected things differently because of, which is kind of like horrible to think of just because I know her history. I was like, you know what? It's my birthday. Why not, like give me the best birthday?
Like, do
You
something
know,
with
like do
me.
something with me, like, at least,
I was like, no,
like, but it
not in
was
the
just
mood.
like I ended up me being taken care of her, which is again, I'm okay. It wasn't bothering me, but I just want to make sure she was okay and she was safe. At the end of the day, I have to, own up to that. And I did feel bad for smoking and I did feel bad for doing things, obviously, because at the end, I think on our last day, we kind of made up.
On our last day, we definitely made up and like
So it
we had
was,
a good time on the way home. But even after that, like his birthday is like the end of January. So in February, I could just tell that he just seemed to be really weighed down by like some kind of like heaviness. Like he just didn't seem okay. I mean, obviously, he said that things didn't work out with basketball and now he's like kind of getting into what coaching, training.
Yeah, coaching, training, yeah.
Yeah, so now you're kind of starting something new, but you just didn't seem yourself. So he seeks help, like just, he
Yeah.
just really got refreshed and now he's just completely different. Like
Yeah.
he was completely different from that point on. So he really did like do some self digging.
Yeah, soul searching for sure.
Yeah, soul searching,
Yeah.
self digging. And then
Yeah. So what happened was,
now it's like March.
yeah. But and this time I'm trying to be with this girl who I considered my best friend longer than Kara because I've known her longer. I've known her for like 8 years, 7 years at that time. And I was trying to, I've been trying to get with her because obviously she's my type. She's like, Spanish, she's short. But I was trying to get her away from smoking all the time. And I was trying to help her change her life, get her education, like trying to build her up. But she didn't want to be built up. Well, she did, but she just chose not to let me be the person to do it for her, And at the time, I told Kara that. And she's like, well, that sucks. And then now my focus is being changed because she was the girl who I wanted to be with. Was planning a birthday for me, and I skipped out on that birthday to go hang out with Kara. And I knew that when I went to go hang out with her, and I skipped out on the girl that I like, then I might actually like Kara more than I like her. And so Kara was
That
just like,
started a lot of problems too
that,
with
yeah.
like his friends, but it was also like his friends at the time that caused him to smoke. And keep in mind, guys, like I'm not a smoker. I might have done it like 10 times since 16 to like 21 at this point. Like
Yeah.
maybe like 6, 7. Like I really don't smoke. Like
Yeah.
I don't smoke. Like I just don't.
Yeah.
So I don't like smokers. Which is another thing that I didn't like about Jordan. I'm like, okay, well, as best friends, like, I don't have any expectations of you because you're not my man.
Yeah.
So at this point, yeah, he was
Yeah.
doing whatever he was doing. And I
Which,
was finishing my junior year.
yeah.
So we would talk, but we were also kind of like, we would talk, but we weren't hanging out a lot because I was down at FAU
Yeah.
for like the last few months.
So, she came, I think we hung out maybe a couple of times. We'll go see her. In March, nothing happened
Yeah,
besides that
no, we just hung
conversation.
out. Yeah.
April, she's like, hey, guess what? I'm coming back home.
I'm
Like,
moving
oh,
home for
okay.
good, though.
I was like, okay. Yeah, she said for
So I
good.
wasn't going to move back down to FAU again.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to be home my whole last senior year, which meant
Yeah.
that me and him were going to get closer.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, that's exciting. She's like, yeah, I mean, I opened up to her and I told her what was going on. And she said, well, I want to help you. And she's like, well, one of the reasons why I never, and I, because I asked her, I said, why don't you ever find me attractive? Why don't you ever, whatever, at this time, my hair is growing out. I'm not really looking how I used to look. I actually look a lot better, like as far as appearance wise, but not lifestyle wise. And I was like, how can you never just, really give me a chance? So, well, you smoke weed, you do this, you have a good thing going with, like, your training. And I have this new job at the rec, and I've been doing it for 3 years now. So it's like I've been doing a good job coaching, training, building myself kind of up, doing a little training businesses here, like doing a little training on the side. And she said, you have the qualities, but you're mixing some of that badness with it. And I was like, okay. And she's like, well, if you can show me that you can change.
Well, I gave him an ultimatum. I was like, if you want to be with me, because at this point, I'm like getting on my stuff.
Yeah.
My hair's cut. I don't want to do at this. I'm actually celibate at this point, so I went celibate after or starting January, like first. Like I went celibate, and I was really proud of myself. Like I was going to church, I was getting into the word. Like I was celibate, I wasn't doing anything. Like I wasn't trying to, like just do anything that I used to do. I was like I was really trying to change my life for my senior year, you know. And I told him, I was like, listen, I gave him an ultimatum. I was like, if you want to be with a girl like me, because I knew my potential and I was walking in it at that time, I was like, if you want to be with me, and at this point, I don't know that he wants to be with me because of my hair. Like, I don't know that. So I'm like, listen, if you want to be with a girl like me, like, you have to stop smoking weed. Like, I'm not going to be with no dude who smokes weed. And for anybody who is friends with me who's listening to this, I don't have anything against people who smoke weed, but as my partner, you are not smoking weed because that's just, I hold you to a way higher standard.
Definitely. So, I took the challenge and I was just like, okay. In that challenge, I found a lot of like, again, self-reflection. I was just doing a lot of like, a cold turkey, just completely stopped. I mean, she obviously was there for me, kind of building around, like, can you eat? Can you do this? And it was just like, it was a really difficult couple weeks, but it was very easy because I had her. And
And that was a new win.
I was like going May and then heading into June. So
Yeah.
at the end of May, I do feel bad, but I guess I did break her celibacy
Oh,
in a
yeah. Well,
sense.
I also have to say something else is that in April. So, okay. I never really got a cycle, like a menstrual cycle. So it was always maybe like every 2 or 3 months I would get my cycle. So I was on birth control from 17 to 20, and I just got off of it. So my cycle went from being every month to not being there, like maybe like 6 out of the 12 months. And then I kind of went back to like having high testosterone levels, like not having regulated emotions or hormones because of it. And before that, like on on birth control, like I was very menacing. Like I was very emotional and I was like, I want to get off of this. Like I'm not using it. I'm celibate now. Like I'm not, like there's no reason for me to be on it. So even before I went celibate, like I got off of it. Like the summer of 2022, I got off of it. So at this point I'm a year without it and my hormones are all messed up. Like I have high testosterone levels. So I'm not menacing. I'm just like a little boy. Like I'm always like in the mood and or not always in the mood because I like really regulated myself at that point. I'm like, I don't want to do anything with anybody. But I could just tell that I was very easygoing and very chill. In April, I was like, I really want to be more like a woman because this was a really key point into 2023. So I was like, I want to be more like a woman. I want to get my menstrual cycle every month. Like I don't want to not know when it comes. Like I'm not okay with that. So I find this tea. If you guys want to know the link, it's Remedy and Restore. And it's hormone balancing tea. It's like $18. It, oh my gosh, it works wonders. Like if you don't get your cycle or like you want to have better cycles, like get it. But I got this tea. I started drinking it in April and May. I got my cycle. June, July, August, September, October, November. Every single month since May of 2023, I have gotten my cycle and never missed. And it's currently April of 2025. So that stuff works. And I'm so blessed because I feel like a woman. But with that came emotional outburst. I yelled at Jordan in a bowling alley. I would yell at him. I would be mad. I would cry. I would be angry because I wasn't used to having regular estrogen and progesterone levels and low testosterone levels. So that from like what June to like November was really bad
Yeah, it's
for
really
our
harsh. Yeah,
relationship.
but I did miss a key thing while we were talking. Like I said, we really got to break this down into
Yeah, hold
depth.
on. Oh my gosh, we've already talked for 43 minutes, but we're not even. Well, we're almost done. We're almost done. We're in
So
2023 now.
it's the point is it's like we Thanksgiving. When I told you, Carrie Kane, all my
Oh my gosh, that's
Thanksgivings. So Carrie
right.
Kane, my first Thanksgiving with my family, everybody in my family thought, okay, this is Jordan's new girl. Like, no, this is not my girl. This is my friend, Carrie. Like, oh, you're a friend. Okay,
You have
whatever.
fun.
You're a friend. Okay. And I was like, quotations. And I was like, no, it's just my friend, whatever, whatever. Because I would dance with her and whatnot. Second year, same thing. She came to another Thanksgiving. So she came to, like, literally all the Thanksgivings in a row with my family. And they're always seeing her, like, you guys are together. And then Kara would post me and her on her story. And then she'd be like, oh my
And
gosh,
we're like, we're
Miami.
not
And then she'll
together.
hashtag, we're not together. I'm like, oh my gosh, Carrie, you can't do that because my family thinks it's crazy. Now when we're together for real, people are like, okay, but you just said you were not together. So that is kind of where all this, like, where you get not together, as you can see through the whole story of all this, that the point is to let you guys know, like, people were looking at us from the outside in, looking at our trips, our going out to eat, our night clubbing, our, you know, Thanksgivings, our like things together, like, you guys are together. And we're like, no.
No, like we are not
No,
together.
we're not
How
together.
many times have we got to
You
tell
know,
you we are not
we
together?
said it so many times throughout the last 3 to 4 years until 2023, and we're like, okay, everybody keeps saying it. We obviously look good. Why not try it out? And
Well, it
that
was
was,
kind of like, yeah, that's when I gave you that ultimatum because I was like, I could totally see us being together. But so at that point, I'm really hormonal. He stopped smoking, but he also has like a cracked tooth, which is why I don't want to do anything physical with him. Like, I don't want to kiss him. Like, I don't want anything like that.
Got a lot of teeth done, got teeth work done.
But we also went on a cruise. That cruise,
It was
because I was hormonal, that
it
didn't work.
was really hard.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of something, you know, it's a lot of not meeting expectations, not being, obviously, yes, I know it's not her, it's her emotions, you know, this is very hard. But then we went to our next wine festival, which
So
was,
then we went in August to Atlanta again, the
oh my
same wine
goodness.
festival, but guess what? He bought the ticket. So we went as a pair, and it was so much
It's the
fun.
greatest
And
experience.
this is where that, if you guys read the description, where that video was, where I was like, bro, this is gonna be my husband one day. Like, this watch, we're gonna end up being like married. It was joking. We were so drunk. Okay. And I don't, listen, I don't advise anybody to get drunk. We are not gonna speak on like the fun of being drunk, but we were very drunk at this point, and we
That's
just took a
the
video, and it was so much fun. We had, so 2023, yeah. So back in May, he broke my celibacy, and we kind of like did it a few times. And that time, actually, he was like, I bet you that I can do this. He 100% won that bet, and it got me
100%.
kind of hooked. So I was like, I kind of want to be with you. And so now I'm back to the wine festival in August. So we had a really good night at the wine festival, and then we went back to the Airbnb, and we
Had a great
had
night
a
too.
really good night, if y'all know what I'm saying. And that really solidified our intimate, like our physical
Intimacy?
chemistry, because you still had that cracked tooth. So I didn't want to like kiss you, but I was like, okay, like you know my body now. So I was like,
Let's start
okay,
getting good.
this
Start
is
getting good.
good.
So then we go, and then fast forward to that. Obviously, you know, I, you know, we're still hanging out. She's still a little menacing, but not too much. But
No, by I think like November, I feel like it's not that. Like by like my birthday, I feel like you were
You're
okay.
okay,
Yeah, so August, September was I think the worst of
Okay,
it.
and then October we went out to Fort Lauderdale for her birthday. She got literally messed up again.
Then he had to
I
clean up my vomit again.
clean up her mess, you know, whatever. Took care of her,
But we had a
but
good time that night
we
though.
had a great
That was
time.
a really good night.
Great
Then
time.
again, he proved me wrong
Oh
that
no.
night. Very good night, needless to say, physically.
And we had king size beds, which was so amazing.
Yes, and that was very good. So that kind of solidified it.
And then we went to our cabin trip in December.
Oh gosh,
And
okay.
at
Well,
this
then hold
point,
on. Then there was the Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, typical. Then we got invited to a cabin trip.
And again,
And that
I want you guys to understand that we're going as friends.
we
Like
are still not together.
we're still trying to fight this. We're not together stuff, but we're trying to be together. We're not trying to. We're like fighting it now because we're like, okay, I really like how you're making me feel, and I like you're like, hey, you know, we're going back and forth with it. Like, okay, but okay, you know,
Like we're still
because
not together, but we really fell together because now we had a physical chemistry, we have a mental chemistry. Like we were really like, okay. The only thing that wasn't adding up was our spirit, like our spiritual chemistry, which was my kicker. I was like, bro, no, like I'm not doing that. But everything else started like kind of like coming together. And that cabin trip was good. Like that, those nights were good. We had a
Those
hot
nights,
tub,
oh my
showers were
goodness,
good.
it's
Like
amazing.
everything was really good. And we
So
had a really good time.
that
And
romantic
it
intimacy.
was very romantic. So that's that point where we really started. We weren't officially dating, but we were like, okay, let's give this a shot. So that's when that happened. His birthday, we went up to North Florida. We had a really good trip up there. Yeah,
That
we
was
had a
good.
good trip up
Went to a
there.
passion conference.
We went
That
to a passion. Oh,
oh,
that's where I met
so
my best friend, Shania.
good.
Woo-hoo. Love
Right, so
her.
but that conference was very good because it definitely helped us tap into our spirituality. Well, it helped me tap into my faith
Yeah.
way more.
Well, then Shanya also was like our buffer. Like,
Yeah.
she really, like,
Put an L in us. Like, okay, y'all need to stop acting like y'all not together and just be together.
yeah. And we were like, okay. So that's kind of where that happened. And then before that, like, in October, went to Louisiana too, and that was a really
Yeah,
good trip.
great
So
trip.
that was a good road trip. And then
Yeah.
my birthday, and then or my birthday, and then Louisiana, and then the
Yeah.
cabin at Thanksgiving. So
Thanksgiving.
everything really started from October. Like, things kind of got a little serious.
Yeah.
Shania, shout out to you for like being like, come on, y'all should just get together. Like, stop hating on certain things of each other. Like, you're
Yeah.
gonna have to grow through it anyways.
Yeah.
So that really solidified us. We went
Yeah.
up to the Panhandle of
The panel.
Florida. Had
So
a
beautiful.
really good trip up there. It was
Yeah.
really cold.
She surprised me with dolphins, y'all. She
I
surprised me for my
surprised him.
birthday with dolphins. And I, if you guys don't know me, I am a f I love dolphins.
Yeah.
Okay. She doesn't have a picture on my phone where I'm smiling like a little kid, rubbing a
At
dolphin
SeaWorld.
at SeaWorld. Yes, I'm rubbing a dolphin because I'm so excited. But to get into more, but we'll just have to stop for now because we're gonna end up talking for an hour. Okay,
No,
that's
but well, there's just a little bit more. I mean, we're gonna like there's just a tiny bit more because 2024 there we didn't do too much. Like, I was really on my stuff, but
yeah,
we got really spiritually sound.
aligned,
So in March, we started coaching, started training together. Well, no, we actually started coaching and training back in
September. We did a
September.
camp together in September. Oh my gosh, and we threw a party for the kids.
Yeah.
Oh my
So
gosh.
everything really started in September. Like, we really started getting closer of 2023. And then March, we threw another camp, had so much fun, had a party for everybody. And then we actually got on, like, we started getting spiritually
So
aligned
spiritual aligned.
in April of 2024. And our faith was there, and our physical chemistry was there, and our mental chemistry, and our emotional chemistry, like, everything was there. We went through a really hard time in 2024, but we actually officially started dating in August of 2024, and it's April of 2025. So we actually
What?
officially, for anybody who wants to know,
Yeah.
we were unofficially thinking about dating in probably like September of 2023,
Yeah.
but we officially
She started
started
dating
dating
in August.
in August of 2024.
And I want you guys to know she pulled up on me in that
Oh
Wawa.
my gosh,
Okay.
we came home from church, and I was like, or we were in a Wawa, and I'm like, we're gonna just date today. Like, God told me that we're like, that we are gonna start dating today. So we actually
Right.
started dating after church in Wawa, which is
Yeah.
so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's been, honestly,
And
it's been
she,
a really hard year,
yeah.
but it's been a great year of
Honestly,
learning.
yeah.
Like,
It's probably one of our best years to learn each other and
oh
really
yeah.
it's I mean
It's been a hard
when
year.
the Lord puts you through trials and storms and stuff, and if he really grounds us, he's really preparing us for what's to come in marriage, what's to come into like just
Yeah.
being with your person. And I think that Kara is definitely, she's, y'all know, man, I love this girl to death, man. And there's no one else I'd rather spend my life with. So she's definitely just shown me the kind of woman she is. And I just can't wait to
Yeah.
see her as a mom.
Yeah.
That's one of my goals, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But
And we're just fighting a lot of, a lot of storms too. Like, Jordan, like, his left side is kind of weak. Like, he was in the hospital, like, back in February. And, like, I was in a car accident, like, 6 years ago. That also gives me a really weak left side. And I had surgery for endometriosis. And, like, so that was also really hard for our physical life because I have a lot of pain. So, although my periods are regular and like I feel like I don't have anything going on, I have a lot of pain. So, that also was very damaging. So, now we're just in a season where we're trusting the Lord to just get us through these storms and these battles. But our relationship is the strongest and the purest and the most loving that it has ever been
Man, it's
since
literally,
2020, even as friends. But that
yeah.
is like the whole
That
rundown.
is pretty much a whole
And
rundown.
needless to say, like, we have good intimacy and we have good chemistry spiritually, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Like, we are 100% lined up even in the middle of trials and storms. So that is our whole story. An hour to talk about
Oh my
literally
goodness.
what?
We're
Four
sorry.
year, 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, but that's it's a great way to kind of put it all into
Yeah.
one. We try to do our best to summarize it. We may have missed a couple of details, but
Yeah.
it's just like we want to give you guys the root of the funniest and the funny and like what was like kind of like hard for us, what was good for us. It was a little explicit, but we try to keep
A little
dormancy.
explicit, but it's not
But
really explicit. Like, we try to keep it very,
yeah,
PG.
try to keep it very PG. So.
But yeah, so that whole story that we just told you is gonna be spaced out in the next episodes. Like, one of the episodes is gonna be like, okay, well, how do you keep your friendship? Or like, how do you transition friendship to what? Like,
We'll get more in
lovers?
depth about that. You know, we just kind of want to give you guys a rundown of how people are always like, you know, you weren't. I honestly think people man not manifested, but people just said it so much to us throughout our years of friendship that it was just like, everybody keeps saying it. Everybody keeps
We're
saying
just
it.
gonna do
Let's
it.
might as well try. Let's see where it goes. Let's see if it takes us anywhere. So, and then, I mean, I'm glad we definitely became friends first, because without being friends, we wouldn't have our.
We wouldn't have this foundation, and we also wouldn't have the love that we have for each other now. And the Lord has worked on us so much, like with patience, with our characters, with just our
100%.
habits, with everything. Like, we don't smoke, we don't drink as much as we used to drink. Like, we love each other so much. Like, Jordan got his tooth out, so like me, like we are okay kissing. Like, we really are very equally yoked, very two peas in a pod, very much like I would marry you tomorrow or today. I would marry you right now.
Right now. Right now. Okay, stop breathing.
Yes, I would marry you right now if I could. But anyway, so that's our story. If you guys have any questions, our Instagrams, mine is my first and last name, just Caratunks, and then
Same of mine. First
his
and
is
last
just
name.
Jay Ogson.
Just Jordan Augustine, or you can just put Jordan
Yeah,
Colorado.
but that's who we are. So that's our story. It took an hour. I don't even know if you guys are gonna listen to this, but if you guys did, amen. Woo-woo.
If you made it to the end,
Yeah,
yeah, thank
kudos
you.
to you,
Thank you.
because
We definitely talked for a
an
while.
hour, literally 56 minutes. That's crazy, but that's our story, and it's a story worth saying, and it's not over yet,
It's
and
not
it's
over.
not done yet,
We
and
got way
it's
more.
just a testimony, and it really does show you what the Lord can do and what you don't think you want, or like what you don't think is possible, the Lord makes possible. And yeah, these episodes, just stay tuned for all the other episodes, and it's gonna be really good. And this is what we talk about. We talk like this, these are our conversations like every day.
And you wonder why we stay on the phone all the time, because we're having these hour conversations, just talk
All the
about
time.
everything, whether they're old, where we said it before, where we're repeating ourselves, where we're just like, doesn't matter, we just say some new things, like it doesn't matter.
Time just flies when me and him are together. So we are so glad to just invite you guys into our conversations.
Thank you.
And yeah, like, we're so excited for what you guys like take away from all of our episodes, and even take away from this episode. Like, you're gonna be like, whoa, like that's the whole story. Like, we have not told the whole story to like anybody, because it's a
Nah,
lot.
it is a
It's literally
lot.
an hour worth of talking.
So,
But yeah, so that's our story,
it
and
is
we
our
love you
story.
guys. Please like it, subscribe. I don't even know if you can subscribe, but like it, rate
Follow,
it, ask us questions, or
share it. Yeah, you can share it with your
yeah,
friends,
share with your
man.
friends, please. But my name is Kira,
And I'm Jordan.
and this has been Two Peas No Pop Filter.